Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. I do appreciate you tuning in today. I look forward to every time. I have not known this lady for an incredibly long amount of time, but every time we get a chance to talk, I just get a thrill because she is somebody who is fire. Whenever you meet somebody, I'll introduce her in a minute. But whenever you meet somebody who is as fired up about their job, as fired up and loves their vocation, loves what they do as much as this person, it's just a real joy to talk to. And I'm looking forward. I'm presuming that the other one does the same way. By the way, ladies, I forgot to give you the update. You need to be about 4 inches from the microphone when you talk.
Okay.
Please welcome the Area Administrator for Community Care Systems, Inc., Rosalie Atkins. Rosalie, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Fairfield.
Thank you so much for coming back on the show today. I thought after the last time you've been, everybody I've talked to has said the first thing that Bruce will say about me is he'll call me a pistol.
Well,
do you take offense at being called a pistol?
I like any attention I can get.
I got to tell you, Rosalie, I've never had anybody disagree with me, though.
And perseverance. I persist on stuff. You know that.
Exactly right. And also joining Rosalie Atkins is Georgia Johnston. Georgia's the personnel specialist and field supervisor. Good morning, Georgia. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
I appreciate
you
coming on the show this morning. Thank you guys very much. And the reason I've got you here is, besides talking about the great work that Community Care Services does, you've got a lot to celebrate, don't you?
Oh, wow. Yes.
And folks since the last time you were here, have folks found out more about you? Whenever we were talking the last time, Rosalie, we'll talk about the open house and all that.
Okay.
All that garbage coming up. All that stuff, I mean.
Okay.
All that great stuff. I'll just get it out of the way. Last time you were here, Rosalie, I'm interested, and this is basically for marketing purposes only. Have more people learned about the community care systems than had before? Because whenever you and I talked, you were still out on South 45, and you said you'd been there for 20 years, right?
About 30.
30 years. And you said that nobody knows where we are.
That's right.
Do they now?
You better believe we're thinking about putting one of them turnstile things on the front door.
Is that right?
Yes.
So you get folks coming in?
Yes.
Have you see, now that must be pretty satisfying, too. You're able to help more people.
It's wonderful.
Really?
We've met a lot of people that we probably wouldn't have met before.
Yeah. Tell me what the Community Care Systems does.
Okay, I'll let Georgia tell you. She does the training for us. So.
Georgia, tell me what Community Care Systems. Rosalie, that wasn't nice of you to put her on the spot like that.
She's good at that, though.
I bet.
We go into the homes, and we assist the elderly with their housekeeping, laundry, personal care if they need it. We assist them with escorting them to the stores and to the doctors. Basically, we're there to meet their everyday needs, to keep them in their homes instead of them having to go into a nursing home.
That's kind of the goal, isn't it, Georgia?
Yes, it is.
How successful are you? I mean, how long have you been with the company?
I've been with the company almost 18 and a half years.
Tell me about yourself. We'll get Rosalie's biography again here in a minute, but tell me about yourself. Tell me all about, what's the Georgia Johnston story?
Well, I've been with Community Care, like I said, about 18 and a half years. I started in another office over at Salem because we're just one of 13 satellite offices. Our corporate office is in Springfield. I started out as a home care aide.
So you were basically a trainee going into the homes then, right?
Well, I went into the homes and I worked just like all of our other home care aides. And I worked that for between 7 and 7.5 years. I came in to the Salem office part-time as a stationary sub.
Okay.
And worked in there as a stationary sub, which is just answering phones and helping with filing and things. And then I was in there doing that for about 6 months. And then they hired me on as a service coordinator.
Okay.
At the Salem office. And I done that for almost 8 years. And then I transferred over here to the Fairfield office, where I am now the personnel specialist, trainer, and field supervisor.
And you're from Flora?
I'm actually from over by Salem.
I guess my question is are you commuting every day from Salem down here?
Yes.
My goodness, that's a whale of a commute, isn't it?
Yep. I had intentionally planned on moving to Wayne County, and things
just haven't gotten around to it.
Just things didn't work out, so I didn't move. But I enjoy working with Rosalie and our staff here, and
Georgia,
really enjoy it.
Good. Tell me a little bit about working in the field, since you've been on both ends of it, working in the field for several years and then working in the office for several years. Presumably, well, which one do you enjoy more? What's the better for you? I guess you like the office better.
Well, I've enjoyed both of them. The problem is when you're in the field and people don't realize this, is you get so close to these clients.
Yeah.
And you become so attached to them that when something happens to them, it's like losing a family member.
Yeah. Well, you're spending several hours a week with each of the... You're probably spending more time with them than some family members do, I suspect.
Oh, yeah. I had one client that his family members lived quite a ways away, and I was with him 3 hours, 5 days a week.
Wow.
And, you know, and that was for 5 years I worked for this gentleman. So, you know, when he passed away, it was very difficult.
You know, that's the interesting thing whenever you mentioned how close the field workers can get with their clients. I've seen that at different, you know, you'll go to somebody's funeral and you'll see people come in that, if I'm a friend or a family member of some, I'll see these people come in that I've never seen. But no, they're the field workers that have worked with, say, your loved one for so long.
Yeah.
It's kind of rough like that, huh?
Yeah, it is. It is very difficult.
Rosalie, tell me what all services that community care systems will cover in the middle, in somebody's home. Last time we were here, we talked about some of them. Or do you want Georgia to take that one too? Have you sat there and be quiet? You've sat there and shut up on me, haven't you?
It's hard for me to be quiet, but I'm working on it.
You're trying to be mean to me.
I talk a lot.
I know that too.
I have been accused of having diarrhea of the mouth. I think about it. That's why I like you.
Come on. Not you, Rosalie. No way. All right. So whenever you and Georgia are talking about some of the things the community care systems does, it really is wide ranging, isn't it?
Very, very wide. And not only are we in there to do these tasks.
It's like laundry and that kind of thing.
Right.
That people just don't do anymore.
But we're in there to observe this client and see if there's a behavior change, like indicative of Alzheimer's, if they're having a spell of falls, or if they had medication changes or anything. So these girls are out there, they're observing and reporting back to the office.
Yeah, that's one thing that I think we covered last time and probably didn't cover maybe as thoroughly and clearly as you guys. Not only are you providing a service, you're kind of eyes and ears for their caregivers,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, we are. Very much so.
Does it always happen, Georgia, where someone, you do see a change in someone as they get older like that, do people die quickly or long periods of time in this day and age? That's the hard way to put a question.
Everybody is different.
Is everybody different?
Everybody's different. I was in a home for 2 years one time, and me and the lady got along great. And then I went in one day, and it was like I couldn't do nothing right. Uh-huh. She was screaming, yelling at me. She'd never done this before.
Yeah.
Come to find out, you know, I got this all reported. Come to find out, she had a massive stroke overnight, and no one knew it.
Oh, wow.
And so you see, with us being in there and being observant enough to get this reported, getting it reported back to the family and everything, they was able to get her the medical treatment. Unfortunately, she had to go into assisted living.
Yeah.
But, you know, we go into the homes.
But that's part of why you're there.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I've got Rosalie Adkins along with Georgia Johnston. They're here from the Community Care Systems, Inc. They've got a big open house coming next week, and we're going to talk about that, as well as a lot of other things going on here at Community Care Systems. They've moved, and we'll talk about that, too, here on the Bruce Dickey Show when we return on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois, back after these.
If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Oh, Rosalie, you are. I'm going to say it, you're a pistol.
I hope that's a compliment.
It is a compliment. Okay. I hope that you understand whenever I'm calling you a pistol that's what I'm it's one of the highest compliments I can give any person. Woman. I mean, you know, men aren't pistols.
I'm very hard to insult, so
men aren't pistols. Women are pistols. And you are one. I'll tell you, you're the definition.
Okay, get back.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. I've got Rosalie Adkins across the way along with Georgia Johnston. Rosalie's the area administrator for Community Care Systems, and Georgia Johnston is personnel specialist. I should have written it correctly the first time. I'd quit calling you personal. The personnel specialist, as well as the field supervisor for Community Care Systems, where care is your middle name. Okay, I've been putting it off for quite some time. Let's talk what's going on next week and why.
Wonderful, wonderful open house. It's a get acquainted thing. We want everybody to come by and see us. We've got Mr. Bruce Dickey will be there broadcasting.
See, now that's really, I see this as, you've got this on the poster.
Yeah.
Like it's a highlight or something.
Well, it is.
It's not a high, me, I'm just there. I'm just there on the side, and I'm not going to be, we will be broadcasting live on WFIW-FM from 12:30 to 2:30, as I recall, correct? At least I presume that's.
That's correct.
All right. That's, you can come meet me if you want.
We want to see how long Bruce Dickey can talk without taking a breath. It's pretty good.
I could go a little while.
I know.
I could go a little while. What else do you have going on?
We have Larry Hobbs. He will start playing the keyboard at 2 o'clock.
So he's bringing the keyboard? You're going to ask him to bring a fiddle or the mandolin or anything like
that? No, he's using my keyboard.
Rosalie, how come you're not going to ask for the fiddle?
But he said that was kind of hard to do at an open house. So.
Well, now that's true, too.
And he will take requests and everything. So
see, that's the cool part is Rosalie, whenever... Larry Hobbs. Have you ever seen Larry Hobbs play, Georgia?
Yes, he actually done a private concert for me and Rosalie when we went up and talked to him.
Took
the other
him a flyer.
Day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I tell you, the guy can play anything.
Yeah, yes, he can. Yeah, he was wonderful.
You can probably think up a song that the thing about Larry is whenever he has heard a song one time,
he knows
he's got a brain that if he hears it one song. Or one time and plays it one time, I think. Maybe doesn't even have to play it. If he hears it one time, he's got it. he can play it on the thing, and he will remember it 50 years later.
You realize he started playing music at 4 years old.
Yeah, I've had him out on the show. Yeah, he's incredible.
I've known him all my life. I just think he's the greatest.
Yeah,
that's why I asked him to come.
Well, see, now that's wonderful. Yeah. And I'll ask you this question later. Who else is going to be there?
Well, the corporate people are going to come, so if you would like to meet somebody from Community Care Systems out of Springfield, I'm not sure which ones are coming, but I do know we have staff from the office in Homewood and Melrose Park up by Chicago. They will be there.
I thought the home office was in Springfield.
It is.
Not? Oh, okay.
But we have 13 offices, and a lot of it's up in Chicago area.
Are you the farthest south office?
Nope, Swansea, down by St. Louis, is probably farther than us, or about on the same level.
Yeah.
But where's the three in southern Illinois is?
You and Swansea and Salem?
Correct, yes.
Are there defined county areas that you have as your territory?
They're set by Illinois Department on Aging.
Oh, really?
They're areas, yes.
There's not you're not defined to whatever, like say, hey, you know, we can't handle Gallatin County or something like that. It's not defined by you.
We give them to another office. Gallatin County's Area 11, we're Area 10.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, IDOA splits that up. I don't know how they do that.
What's the, like the borders of your district?
Gallatin and Saline is the southernmost border.
Yeah, we cover part of Area 11. Area 11 is split up between three of our offices, the Swansea, Salem, and us. We cover Saline, Gallatin, Hamilton, White, Wabash, Edwards, of course, Wayne.
She's doing pretty good, isn't she?
Richland.
Come on, you can do it, Georgia.
Crawford and Jasper.
Clay?
Is that 11? No, Clay is out of our Salem.
Clay
office.
Is out of here, so. Okay.
That's Salem office.
Salem right. office.
Jefferson, you said?
No,
Jefferson,
that's Salem.
Salem.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's very impressive. That's very impressive. Okay. You got the guests coming from corporate. What else is going on?
Oh, we got lots of food. It's being catered by Priceless here in Fairfield. I believe in keeping your money at home.
Sure.
What else have we got?
You've got the ribbon cutting.
The ribbon cutting at 1 o'clock. We're going to have jars of stuff that you can guess how many is in there, you know.
Like what?
Oh, I'm putting beans in mine.
Pills?
No, no, no. No drugs.
Blood pressure pills?
No.
Blood pressure medicine?
Candy corn. She's doing Skittles. And they can win them. We're doing door prizes every half hour. And then the big door prize is for a night at the Executive Suite at the Route 66 Hotel in Springfield.
That's pretty cool.
It is. And our company also owns that hotel.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Nice.
So
is it like the presidential suite, something like that?
It's got a hot tub in it, I think.
There you go.
And
you're eligible just by showing up, right?
Right. And they don't let us stay in that, but I think it's pretty nice.
Well, now, wait a second.
And then a whole row of stuff to do while you're in Springfield. So,
really, like the Lincoln Museum and that kind of stuff?
Yes, I've been there. That's nice. Yeah, it makes a good little weekend thing for a family.
What time does all this begin on Tuesday?
We're starting at 12,
and
we're done at 4 o'clock unless there's somebody there to talk to us.
And that's a week from today.
A week from today.
And this is, you're gearing this not only to potential employees, but you're gearing this to potential clients, aren't you?
Yeah, we would like to have clients, but we also have job openings for people who want jobs. And we're also gearing it to the people who help us serve these clients. And that's
tell me who's helped you. Do you want to read that? You want me to?
Oh, well, you can.
Well, no.
But there's so many people that it takes to take care of.
Well, you see,
this.
Now this is the thing. When you've been in business in a place for 30 years, you develop all kinds of folks you need to thank, don't you?
Yes.
The community care systems would like to thank. You want to thank all your families. How many clients do you have?
About 400
in your district.
Yes.
How many clients does the company have over the course of?
I have no idea.
See, now that's a question that I could ask probably one of the corporate bigwig fellas and ladies who are coming down, right?
Well, I hope that it's owned by two brothers, Frank and Bill Valla. And Frank Valla is just a smaller version of you. So he is.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, boy. So I hope he gets to come.
Well, I do too. I look forward to it's Frankie Valli. His name's Frankie Valli.
Frank Valla, V-A-L-A.
It's a different guy.
Yeah, Frank and Bill Valla.
Frank and Bill Valla. All right. How did they start this company? I think we talked about this a little bit last night.
1980, they started it. I think.
What was the thought process at that?
Well, their mother.
Really?
Their mother, and they wanted her to have good care.
Uh-huh.
And they are killer on good care, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So
their mother was beginning to show aging signs.
I'm not sure.
Beginning to need service. But that was the impetus, I guess.
And probably an opportunity to purchase community care. I don't know. Because in 1980, I was young.
The company was already going?
They started in 1980, May of 1980.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But I would like for you to read the last line on that, if you can, because this is all about me.
All right. Here's who they appreciate. They're wanting to thank the families, all the home care aides that help them, all the hospital medical personnel, doctors, nurses, and plenty more, ambulance services, EMTs. Now, all right, you're thinking the law enforcement officials. Why are you thinking the law enforcement? What do the law enforcement people do for community care services?
I knew you were going to ask that question. If we go to a client's home that lives alone and we knock and no one comes to the door, we can call the officers and they will do a wellness check up to the point if they have to. They will break that door down and find that client if we can't find them.
Is that right?
Because they may be in there. Maybe they can't get to the door.
What's a wellness check?
They check to make sure that client's all right.
So they're basically yelling in there. Even if the client is fussy, like Georgia was talking about, some of them getting. I'm using a good. That's a technical term right there, Georgia. Do you appreciate that?
That's fine.
If a client is getting fussy and doesn't want to see their community care technician service person that day, they may just not be going to the door, and you might call in somebody to make sure that they're okay.
Well, we'll call families and maybe an apartment manager. We'll do everything we can to find out where this client is. But if not, then we rely on law enforcement to go in and take care of it.
And I guess fire departments fall under that as well, too.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, they do.
Support groups. What support groups do you deal with typically?
Just like what
probably a lot of cancer support groups and that kind of thing.
All that sort of thing. And
medical
then
support groups.
Chamber of Commerce in Fairfield is wonderful. The Home Extension Office is wonderful. This is a good town to live in. That's basically a very active town.
Folks, I'm sure they should take that as a compliment in the way it is meant. The pharmacies, I bet you deal with all kinds of pharmacies about all kinds of different things. That's the thing, as your clients need different medicines, you'll haul them to the pharmacy, or how's that work anyway, Georgia?
Yes, we can take them to the pharmacies. We can.
Do you go in? I know there are
we can go
privacy
in.
Rules, but you guys are included in the privacy rules, aren't
we
you?
We can go in and get their medications and stuff. Most of our pharmacists realize that our clients have a home care aide, and we just tell them who we are, who we work for, and we're there to pick up the medication for whoever it is. And they're real good to work with us. They just go above and beyond a lot of times. Ed Potts here in town is wonderful to work with our clients. And he has given us several different ideas to help our clients in different aspects.
Oh, really? Like a different... potentially not different medications or different combinations, because they've got the combination stuff.
Yeah, they have what they call the bubble pack.
Oh, okay.
Thing. Mm-hmm. And he came to an in-service and showed us these, and I think they're wonderful.
What is a bubble pack?
Just push the pill out.
The pills out. They have like the morning pills. All in one little bubble, and you can just open that, and that's all they have to have. You don't have to open each bottle or anything. Yeah. It's
so
all
you guys,
pre-measured.
So you guys will help put together the combinations of drugs.
No, we can't do that.
Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
Can you help people as they're coordinating? Say they've got their several different medications for like a period of time per day.
Uh-huh.
You can help them put together their.
We can read the instructions. We can read
the instructions. The person has to do all the physical.
We can't touch the pills. Okay.
But we remind them because medication is a problem with the elderly that live alone.
How do you mean?
They forget to take them. They don't know if they've took them. They go back and take another dose. And
see, that's the coolest part about those bubble pack type of things, isn't it?
Right.
Yes.
And bubble packs as well as the plastic ones that are solid that you can.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? I've got one of those.
A planner.
I've got a planner. I've got a planner because I've got.
I
don't have to take different pills at different times a day, but I've kind of converted mine. You know, they have 28, I guess, right? There's usually four per day for a week.
Yeah.
I've converted mine into 28 days because I just take them all at once per day.
Yeah.
But that saves me so much time. Whereas I look at it as such a great time saver. It helps me in my day. Somebody, as you get older, probably looking at it in an entirely different way.
Yep.
I would presume.
But it takes all of these people helping us. It takes a lot of people, and we want to appreciate them.
I'm talking here with Rosalie Adkins. She's the area administrator. And with Georgia Johnston, she's the personnel specialist and field supervisor at Community Care Systems, Inc. here in Fairfield. They've been caring for seniors since 1980, and we're going to talk a little bit more. We're going to talk more about the open house as well as some of the other folks that they wanted to acknowledge. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
Help, I need somebody.
Help,
not just anybody.
Help,
you know I need someone.
Help.
When I was younger, so much younger than today.
Anybody's
help in any way.
Now,
but now these days are gone,
days
I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
a change of mind
and
open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round.
Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please?
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Would you stop it? Joined across the way by Rosalie Adkins along with Georgia Johnston. They're here from the Community Care Systems Incorporated. And, all right, I was going to finish your list of who's appreciated here, but if you got a gift, do you want to go ahead and give it?
It's Merry Christmas, Bruce Dickey.
Merry Christmas. How about that?
And look what's in there.
Look at it. It's a bag with it's a reindeer-covered bag with he's got presents on his back. It's not Rudolph. Must be Donner or somebody like that. The nose does. Oh, my goodness. A CCSI, the Community Care Systems coffee mug. I love it. Along with,
the ho-hos.
Ladies and gentlemen, for some reason, I don't know why they call me the ho-ho man. Why do you call, I'm not even going to, I know why you call me the ho-ho man.
I thought you would.
Yeah, I know.
That's a thing to set your cell phone on.
This is really? Like what? Yeah. Like a cell phone, like a stand or something?
Yeah, that's what it is.
How about that? Let me see. Does it say CCSI on it, too?
Of course.
There it is. I've never seen one of these as a special advertising thing. That is the coolest.
And
how does that work?
You just
am I going to break it?
No. There's a little. Let me see it.
So you said it like that. You said it like that, and then you put your phone on the tacky side.
And while you're playing with your bags there,
I'll play it. Yeah, let me finish playing with my bag.
Okay,
here, Rose. I appreciate that.
I want to tell you who else works in our office. We have Shirley Wood. She's from SISTE. She does our billing and payroll forever, it seems like.
Yeah, you've got more people to acknowledge, tell me some of the folks you work with.
And we have Deborah Welty. She's a service coordinator. She schedules all this. these girls to go into these clients' homes.
Yeah.
That we have another one, Janet Ingram from North City, and she is in Virginia right now on vacation.
She's going to make it back?
Oh, yeah. She'll be back.
I was going to say, I can't imagine you letting me go on vacation.
And we have Andrea Reisinger that is our receptionist.
There's a lot of ho-hos in here.
I know. You need them.
I appreciate that.
Well, it's a long time for Christmas. We didn't want you to run out.
That's great. Who else works out there?
That's about it. Did I get everybody? Yep. Yeah.
Well,
there's five of us and a receptionist is what there is.
How do you like the new digs?
Oh, they're it's beautiful.
Tell
it's
me
wonderful.
About it. Tell me about it. The conversion from the old building out on South 45.
We don't have wires strung everywhere, and it's
question is
room. We got a lot of room.
Is it helping you deal with your clients more efficiently?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Are you able to do? I know Georgia. This may be more for you. You do a lot of the training, I presume.
Yes.
Most of the training. It has the new facility really increased your efficiency doing that?
Yeah, I've got a lot nicer facility to do the training in, which makes it a lot more presentable when the girls come in to train. They feel like they're
more professional
in a
organization. That's pretty
and
good.
And so I think it does affect the home care aide's attitude about their job because it's like, okay, before, you know, we had office.
Yeah.
But this is set up so much more professionally.
Yeah.
And
that's,
they just,
must
they're
just be
proud
an,
of
must
it.
Must be an entirely different feel.
It's
entirely different.
It's more accessible, really. Yeah. It's right on Main Street. So.
Yeah, that's for sure. Other folks that CCSI wanted to thank. By the way, can I call it CCSI or do people just call it community care?
We
systems?
Call it both.
Do you? All right. Pharmacies that we talked about. Rides Mass Transit. See, now those people are probably invaluable to you, aren't they?
Yeah, they help a lot. They take a lot of our clients around because we're not really a transportation company.
No. No. Counselor. Well, the other thing with rides is you can help with coordinate the schedules because that's a little tricky deal. Different counselors help out. Grocery stores. I presume the grocery stores are very amenable to being able to work with you guys' needs, right?
Yes.
Beauty shops. The folks, the beauty shops, the different stylists, they'll take different hours as needed maybe to help folks or how they're probably
working. And they have even offered to go into the home for somebody that can't get out.
Is that right?
They're
see, now
very,
that's
very cooperative, yes.
The different foundations, including Diabetes, Heart, and Alzheimer's foundations, government agencies, including the Illinois Department on Aging. Now, if we say thank you to the Illinois Department on Aging, is that going to get you into the Hall of Fame? Or is that cheating?
No, I don't think so.
Do you
so.
Want to get into the Hall of Fame?
It doesn't matter.
She deserves it.
She deserves. Well, I can tell that.
I'm not big on getting my name out there.
I got to ask a question.
This
is the question I ask everybody that I talk to that is potentially going into a Hall of Fame in their particular field. Are you going to begin signing? If you do get in, are you going to begin signing your name with Rosalie Adkins, HOF?
I don't think so. I've nominated two other people.
Did they get in?
Yes.
Well, good.
Nellie Matthews from Fairfield.
Nice.
Yeah, she got it 1 year.
Yeah, she was.
You knew her?
Yeah. Yeah, she was very active.
Her.
Nice.
Yes.
Who else?
And another one from up at the Villa Grove office because I worked up there for about 11 years.
Case coordinator units. You know, I had a sister-in-law that was a case coordinator for a long time. Those people do yeoman work, don't they?
They are invaluable. Them and elder abuse are
really?
Just fantastic organizations. And Illinois Department on Aging, they're monitoring everything we do to protect these elderly people. So.
Veterans Administration, I presume you guys work hand-in-hand.
Yes.
Because no soldiers getting any younger, are they?
Love the veteran clients. Yeah. Absolutely love them.
Illinois Department of Rehabilitations as well. And this is one, this is an interesting one, the last one there. Let's talk a little bit more about this. You want to send a special thank you out to the neighbors of your clients, don't you?
Yes.
Why so?
They check on them. They call us and tell us if they haven't seen those clients. Alzheimer people especially sometimes have a tendency to wander off, and the neighbors will call in and say, hey, I think you need to check on this. Or if there's anything that's not quite right going on, the neighbors will report that. Plus, they go over and see them.
And the thing is, maybe at some time in the future, these neighbors may be the ones actually needing the care. Right? It's based on the golden rule, then, right, Rosalie?
Yeah,
you do unto others that you'd like to have done.
Yes, and you never think about you being hit with a stroke or something. You don't think about, and you don't have to be elderly to have that.
Tell me a little bit, Georgia. How would someone, if they're wanting to, if they're maybe listening today and interested in potential, you've got employment there. Tell me what somebody would need to do. I mean, other than showing up next Tuesday would be a great idea, too, to get a good idea how the organization runs. But if you're interested before that or after that, what would somebody want to do?
Well, you can always give us a call at 618-842-9654. We also, they just upgraded things, and you can actually get on the internet now.
Uh-huh.
And, www.csi, I think.
I'm going to say I don't see that. I'm looking for it.
But there's a website for the community care system.
CCSI. How about that?
CCSI. Yeah. And you can actually fill out applications online. This is something that's kind of new to us. But you can always stop by if you're in this area at our new facility at 501 West Main and pick up applications there.
Let's go over, let's repeat to folks who may be tuning in late when this open house is. It's a Let's Get Acquainted open house, and you're going to have a ribbon cutting from the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to be there from 12:30 to 2:30. The whole thing is August 30th, next Tuesday, a week from today, from noon to 4 p.m. at your new location, 501 West Main Street in Fairfield. Larry Hobbs is going to be there. When's Larry starting to play?
2:00.
So he's 2 to 4?
Correct.
Could you not, you couldn't get, Larry told you, says to heck with you, I'm not playing the whole gig. I'm only playing 2 hours.
Well, no, I didn't ask him that.
I'm just wondering.
No. Yeah. But you will overlap half an hour there.
See, now that's cool. I look forward to it.
I think so, yeah.
I look forward to it.
You better. You're going to have a good time.
Well, they see, not just I'm not going to be the only one having a good time. Anybody who comes to learn more about the Community Care Systems, Inc. Okay, my question now, then, for you, Rosalie. You always remember the old Hair Club for Men commercials?
Yes.
If I'm not only the president, I'm a client. You are of an age group where you could be a client. You're not because you're independent, and thank goodness that you are. You had some bucket list things that you still want to complete. You knew I was going to ask. Come on, Rosalie. Yeah.
I don't have my list with me, but
what are some of the things?
One thing, I want to go to a wolf compound really
bad.
Tell
me why you want to go to a wolf compound.
I have.
This is great.
My favorite books, it's called The Wisdom of Wolves.
Yeah.
And it's a management book, and it tells how they what do you call them? I don't know what to call
packs.
It. Packs, yes. How they control that pack by the alpha wolf.
Yeah.
And how they have to get rid of weak ones in the pack.
So this was a business management technique.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
But it's about their personalities, and I think it would be wonderful to sit down with wolves all around you, look at them. They're beautiful.
Could you be in a cage?
No, it's like they're.
I mean,
tame.
Are wolves gonna? They're not gonna attack or anything, right?
No.
You hope not.
And you can? Did you know you can buy a wolf for a pet?
No, I didn't know.
You can't breed them, but you can buy them. And someone in town's got a couple of wolves.
Is that right?
I'll tell you off the air, but I don't. I don't want to mention his name. You know, but yes.
That's a question that doesn't really matter to the management thing. I'll ask that one off the air, too. That's one thing you're always doing is learning more things. What else is on your bucket list? You're going to have to talk about the one you talked about before.
Oh, the Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, tell me your Krispy Kreme bucket list thing.
I love Krispy Kreme raspberry filled donuts.
Yeah.
And I want to go right where they're baked, and I want them to come right out of the kitchen, right to my mouth. Warm. Warm ones.
That is just the best bucket list item I have ever heard. You know, everybody says, oh, I want to go to Rome, or I want to go to Paris. I want to see Paris, the Seine River at night. You want a Krispy Kreme hot, a Krispy Kreme raspberry.
Raspberry filled, yes.
Got to be raspberry filled. Now, what do you want the cover? Is, I mean, you just glazed?
Yeah.
It's just a regular main... Like...
I've lived a lot of places, Bruce.
Yeah.
And I think I might have had one time out in California, but it's been a long time.
But now you've had them cold. I mean, you'll get them.
I eat them cold, but they're not like fresh. I want a fresh one.
That's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
Oh, I'm easy to please.
All right, let me remind everybody, this is a Let's Get Acquainted open house. It's next Tuesday, a week from today at 1 o'clock, or pardon me, at noon, and it starts August 30th from noon to 4. They're going to have giveaways, prizes every half an hour. You don't have to be present at the time of the drawing to win. Also, they're going to have a grand prize drawing for a night at the Route 66. Is it Route 66 or Route 66?
Whatever you like.
At the Executive Suite Night in Springfield, and stop by if you're looking for work, or if you're looking to change work, or if you're a potential client. Stop by and learn more about you guys. Thank you so much for coming on today, guys.
You are welcome.
Rosalie, I appreciate it. Georgia, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Great job, guys. We'll see you all next week. Have a great day, folks. Talk to you later.